Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 279. Saying goodbye. This is English as a Second Language podcast, episode 279. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say goodbye to someone that you know. Let's get started.
I'd better be going. See you later.
It might be a while before we run into each other again.
Why is that?
I'm going to Puerto Rico for 3 months, starting next Tuesday. I got a job there for the summer.
I didn't know that. That's great. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but I've heard it's nice. Have a good trip. It's a shame we didn't have more time to catch up. Is your girlfriend going with you?
Yeah, she is. She got a job there, too. So we won't have to be apart for 3 months.
That's good. It's too bad I won't get to see her before you two leave. Give her my best.
I will. Oh, I'd better get going or I'll be late.
It was good seeing you.
You too. Stay in touch.
I will. Let's get together when you get back from Puerto Rico.
I'd like that. Bye.
Bye.
Our dialogue begins with Mina saying to Oliver, I'd better be going. The expression, I'd better be going, means I need to go now. I should leave now. It's a way of telling the other person that you have to leave, you have to go. Well, I better be going. See you later, Mina says. That's a very common way of saying goodbye, usually somewhat informally. See you later, but it could be used in formal situations as well. I will see you at a later time is what it means. Oliver says, it might be a while before we run into each other again. A while, A-W-H-I-L-E, means a long time. It might be a while. It might be a long time before we run into each other again. To run into someone or to run into each other means to see the other person often without expecting it. Almost by accident. I ran into my friend today at the store. I wasn't expecting to see her, but there she was. I ran into her. To run into each other here would mean that Oliver and Mina would see each other again. Mina says, why is that? Meaning, why will it be a while before we run into each other again? Oliver says he's going to Puerto Rico, which is an island that is part of the United States. Oliver says he's going to Puerto Rico for 3 months, starting next Tuesday. He has a job there for the summer. Mina says, I didn't know that. I didn't know you got a job. That's great. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but I've heard it's nice. She says, have a good trip, meaning have a good journey. Have a good time in your traveling. Mina then says, it's a shame we didn't have more time to catch up. The expression, it's a shame, S-H-A-M-E, A-M-E, means the same as it's too bad, it's unfortunate, it's an unhappy thing that we didn't have more time to catch up. The expression to catch up, two words, means to talk about all of the things that you have done since the last time you met this person. Usually we use this expression when it has been a long time since you have seen the other person. So for example, if I have a friend and I have not seen my friend in 6 months, I may say, let's get together for coffee to catch up, to go over and talk about all the things that you have been doing and I have been doing since we met last. Mina says, is your girlfriend going with you to Puerto Rico? Oliver says, yes, she got a job there too, so we won't have to be apart for 3 months. To be apart, A-P-A-R-T, means to be separated. Mina says, that's good. It's too bad I won't get to see her before you two leave. It's too bad is similar to it's a shame. It's unfortunate. It's too bad I won't get to see your girlfriend before you two leave. Mina says, give her my best. When you say to someone, give her or him my best, you mean say hello to that person for me. Tell them that I say hello and am thinking about them, that I remember them, perhaps. Oliver then says, oh, I better get going or I'll be late. To get going is the same as to be going. I'd better get going, I'd better be going mean the same thing. Again, we use that to indicate to the other person that now I have to leave. I can't stay here any longer. Mina says, it was good seeing you. It was good to see you. It was good seeing you. You too, Oliver says. Stay in touch. The expression stay in touch means let's keep in contact. Let's talk to each other or email each other or have coffee together in the future. The opposite would be to lose touch with someone. If you lose touch, we mean that you do not have any communication or contact with that person. Perhaps you have lost his phone number, or you don't have someone's address. You lose touch. Oliver is saying the opposite here. Let's stay in touch. Mina says, I will. I will stay in touch. Let's get together when you get back from Puerto Rico. To get together means to meet, to have a meeting, for lunch or coffee or some other reason. Oliver says, I'd like that, meaning I would like to get together with you when I get back from Puerto Rico. Bye. And Mina says, bye. B-Y-E, bye, means goodbye, a short form of goodbye. Before we say bye, let's listen to the dialogue again, this time at a normal speed.
I'd better be going. See you later.
It might be a while before we run into each other again.
Why's that?
I'm going to Puerto Rico for 3 months starting next Tuesday. I got a job there for the summer.
I didn't know that. That's great. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but I've heard it's nice. Have a good trip. It's a shame we didn't have more time to catch up. Is your girlfriend going with you?
Yeah, she is. She got a job there too, so we won't have to be apart for 3 months.
That's good. It's too bad I won't get to see her before you two leave. Give her my best.
I will. Oh, I better get going or I'll be late.
It was good seeing you.
You too. Stay in touch.
I will. Let's get together when you get back from Puerto Rico.
I'd like that. Bye.
Bye.
The script for this podcast was written by Dr. Lucy Say. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.